League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Sydney Mailer episode from the Sorry Mom podcast. My favorite part of her interview was talking about the squatty potty and about old school Korean outhouse toilets. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome on the podcast from the Sorry Mom podcast, Sydney Mailer. I said the name right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You got it.
For some reason, I thought it might have been Mahler.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's Mahler. Really? And they also put like an H or a Y in it.
Really?
I don't know why.
You said Australian? Yeah. What did you say about Australia?
Well, like Sydney, everyone's like, oh, so are you Australian? Oh. You know? So I go, like, no, like Sydney, like Australia, right. Mailman, like a male, Australian male
right,
person.
Right.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And then, so you're still doing the Sorry Mom podcast.
Yeah.
Look, y'all are tight, huh?
Me and Nikki?
Yeah. I love the topics you guys, just go bounce back and forth.
We just do it, yeah.
How long has that been going on?
I think it's like 2 years now, around then. 2 years. Yeah,
it's fun, right? And then you film like once a week?
Yep, once a week. Uh-huh. We've been stacking a lot of podcasts recently, which I like. Because we're going to start traveling for summer.
Yeah.
Today's the day. There's
Don't you have endorsements too? Like with that drink? What's that drink?
Oh, we used to. We're not with Bang anymore.
But you had, y'all did commercials for them.
It's fine with it. Yeah, we did. We did stupid skits and shit like that for them all the time. So that was fun, yeah, but we don't do that anymore.
Okay, yeah. But you were with them for a minute, weren't you?
A long time, yeah, we were with them.
Did they reach out to you, y'all?
Yeah, I was with them first, and then Nikki came on, and then we started doing a lot of skits and Bang, like commercials and like shit like that.
No, did you do that on your own? Did they ask y'all to do commercials?
No, we came up with that. That's smart. Yeah.
That's what me and Jeremiah do.
Yeah.
With our sponsors.
I love you guys have like your new show. It's newish, right?
Have you seen Scissor? You know about Scissor Bros?
I've watched a lot of your clips, I must say, yeah.
Do you guys
keep shaving, like, a lot of your...
Manscaped.
Yeah, you just keep scaping.
Yeah, but going...
Your balls and things like that.
Yeah, so
that's what
we
I keep
go
hearing.
Above and beyond.
Yeah, for your...
we haven't done our anal hair, but we've done
our... Isn't that coming, though?
We might do it in the future. We have to grow it out first. But
been
we've done the
it too
pubes.
Often.
Yeah, he actually shaved my armpits the other week. But it's going back to what you're saying is they didn't ask us to do that. We did that on our own.
Yeah, you come up with it on your own.
So we that's did that. Say. Yeah, have you seen the challenges?
No.
Like we did a hot sauce challenge every week.
Oh,
we
like
do
the hot wings challenge, kind of.
Yeah,
like that one?
We put hot sauce on like crackers and we see who could eat the most.
Yeah, how'd you do?
He beat me on that one.
Really? I'm surprised.
And then we did a poo challenge. Did you see that one?
No, I want to know about a poo challenge.
So what we did is I tricked him. I took him to Chipotle that day and we both ate burritos.
Yeah.
And so and then we went to film the podcast and I go, we usually do the challenge like a quarter of the way in, but I, for this episode, I go, we have to do the challenge at the beginning. He goes, why? And I go, this whole day has been a setup. He's like, what do you mean? And so we took a combination of different laxatives and stool softeners.
Oh my God, you put it in his burrito?
No, we we gulped it. Okay. So we took, castor oil, Miralax, a bunch of stuff.
All of them.
And we're just drinking and popping them. And then the initial challenge was whoever poos. And we put on adult diapers. So we're like.
Just in case.
Yeah, this is a part of the challenge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
did you have to poop in the diaper for the challenge, though? Like in the end of it? You had to go in the diet. Oh, that makes it a different. That's a whole nother challenge.
Yeah, it's a whole.
Who ate corn?
I'm so glad you brought that up because I want to do a future corn poo challenge. Thank you for bringing that up. But so the initial challenge was, okay, whoever poos first loses because we're talking.
That makes sense.
And then you're gonna have to do it in the diaper, but it didn't. I didn't realize. I'm not an expert with laxatives and stool softeners.
Yeah.
It takes a while for it to kick in.
It takes like some hours.
You're right? To push it down?
Unless you're like really running around.
Right. Yeah. Oh, we did that. We were doing like jumping jacks.
Trying to get
the poo down. And so we realized like, oh, this ain't working. And so he goes, I have an idea. What if we change it to whoever poos first?
Right.
They win.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Guess who won?
Did you win? Did both of you have to poop in a diaper, though? Or just whoever won?
That's a very good question.
You know what I mean?
Very good question.
Yeah.
So I pooed. Mm-hmm. You know what's weird?
How weird was that?
It felt weird.
Yeah.
Like
a shart you wanted?
Because I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Have you? Who's
wanted to do that?
Unless you're like 87 and you're in a retirement home and you have to have, you know, and you.
And they still don't want to.
And they don't want
to. They don't want to.
But I was actually like.
Pushing it out.
Yeah, I was pushing, like, you know how you do dips?
Yeah.
I was like pushing it down, and then I'm like, it felt like warm.
Did you sit in it?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
It felt like mine was weird because it was like a meatball.
Mm.
It was like you were
already constipated. That's why it was hard for you to begin with.
Is that a sign of constipation, the meatball?
I mean, you just have really hard shit.
It was
Yeah. Well, at least it wasn't runny.
No, it was a perfect solid meatball.
Well, it's perfect then. That's the best way for that to go. That could have went really a different way. You do that same challenge with girls, and it wouldn't have went that way.
Well, what are you implying? Oh, because it might have been like
I feel like girls diarrhea? Are constantly taking, like laxative teas and all this other shit. It wouldn't have been a solid shit, I feel like.
You know, I just thought of this.
Me and Nikki won't be doing that.
No. I'm not going to ask you to do that at all. I know you won't. Thanks for saying that. I'm not going to ask Nikki.
Just putting it out there.
Okay, I know. Yeah. Thank you. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But I just realized this. I've never, growing up with my mom, I don't have a sister, but, you know, like ex-girlfriend, whatever. I've never have seen...
Then poop? We're very secretive.
What is that? Like, when do you learn how to be so ninja-like?
I think we learn it from our moms.
But how did they learn? Like, what?
They teach you the ways, though.
Wait, let's talk about, when does that start? I just thought of this. I'm like, you know what? That's so weird.
No, it starts early. My mom was always like, my mom's really like that. And, there's a lot of girls or people in general that will just poop anywhere, really. Like, a public restroom, anything like that. And then I'm not like that. I need to be at my house. And
but y'all are very secret.
It's very secretive.
I've never even smelled at a hotel. I've never smelled
We wake up before you. Usually, I feel like is the vibe. Or if you're at a hotel, you go down into the lobby bathroom. There's a lot of tricks to the trade, I think. So I did poop one time at Jason Derulo's house though.
Who said it again? Jason Derulo?
He's a singer.
Oh, he's a singer?
Yeah.
Country singer?
Yeah. No.
Well, folk singer?
R&B? Yeah, something like that.
Oh, so he is a well-known artist.
Yeah.
And so how did you...
At a shoot at his house.
It was in Malibu or something?
It was some big hills.
Brentwood, something like that?
Something like that. And I had to go, and I went, and I called Nikki right after. I was like, dude, I'm so proud of myself. I actually just shit for the first time at somebody else's house, and it happened to be Jason Derulo's. I was only there for a minute, too. It was a real come in, shit in your bathroom, leave type.
So that was thing. Hold up. You mentioned something very interesting. So do they teach you at a young age, like, how to not poo in other people's, like, that's kind of a.
How to not. Cause,
yeah, because you're like.
I feel like you're just self-conscious about it. So you just try not to. But like other, I don't know. There are some girls. I know some girls that are just like, yeah, I had to take a shit. So I took a shit in your bathroom. It's.
Really?
Yeah. But I feel like in most like hot girls have like stomach issues.
Oh, they hold it in?
No, I mean like they have like acid reflux and shit. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? So they might have a full meal in their stomach? And it's just
or they can like, you know, go gargling. Really quick. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, yeah, the little squirts. Healthy
though. You gotta.
Yeah.
I know what, you know that's what like. Mean? Yeah, oh, I know. You know what I'm talking about? It's like there's different stages.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
At first it's like I don't like this stage where it's kind of like a meal.
You know, have to like sit down for it.
Yeah, I like it when it's ready to go. Yeah. It's like, oh no, I.
You're ready.
Yeah, you're ready.
Yeah.
But there's certain moments where. When I'm even about to sleep and I'm like, oh, God damn it. It's like a quarter of the way there.
Mm.
But I don't like sleeping without, I don't want the poo out.
Yeah.
So
do you eat before you go to bed?
Yeah, I snack. I have midnight snacks. I have midnight snacks. Okay. Yeah. But
well, you're not supposed to. Just I do too. I eat right before bed so that you can go. So
dude,
all the
I live
blood
right by
In-N-Out
Burger. You know,
I saw that. I know.
I eat there like four times a week. I mean, I can't help it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. So going back to what you're saying is like, yeah, you could do the quick and then you have to, I don't like pushing too, you know, like too hard. Cause sometimes
you don't want a hernia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes I want to, cause I'm like, fuck, I gotta like, I need to sleep.
I need to go to sleep.
So, but then you're saying.
What do you do? Do you just go to sleep with it or?
No, I'll do the preliminaries. The preliminary one, and I'll be like, you know, whatever.
We'll wait till the morning.
But you're saying females are like, they do the preliminaries all the time?
I think that some people do it a lot all the time because it's just a quick guy. But I also think that we wake up before men purposely. We act like it's because like, oh, we're waking up before you for breakfast and other things.
Yeah.
To make you coffee. It's not about you. It's about our poop schedule because we want you to be asleep. The smell has gone by then. We're comfortable, and then you wake up.
Do y'all do baby wipes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
the squatty potty?
No.
Okay. What the fuck? I just learned.
Hold up, Sydney. What the hell is a squatty potty?
Don't act like you don't know what the fuck a squatty potty
is. Is it like the ones in Asia?
Everyone in LA has a fucking squatty potty. It's not the one that shoots water up your ass, but it's the little, like, bench around the toilet that you, like, put around the toilet.
Like a sauna wooden bench?
Yes. You've seen that.
I haven't.
You haven't. No. Who are you friends with? I feel like you're friends with hippies and shit like that. I'm sure you could make one, yeah.
So what's the purpose of a squatty potty?
So a squatty potty is...
It's like the patio of the bathroom.
Of the toilet. It definitely is. That's a good... Yeah, that's a good one.
Patio.
So you're supposed to... I found out, for some reason...
That's crazy.
I thought that you were sitting on a squatty potty. You pull it out. And I don't know why I thought this, because you're supposed to do it to put your body into, like, a better position for pooping.
Yeah.
And it raises your legs up. So I thought that people...
Wait, hold on. Is that the way your legs are?
So this is the way. Yeah, this is the way. This is the way you do the squatty potty, and it's just like this. And you're sitting, but your feet are higher, so it puts your body like it rocks it back so that it's more in a like pushing out. Like think pregnancy.
Oh, like having a baby.
Yes, exactly. Position. But I until like this is stupid. Until like 6 months ago, I thought that people were doing this. Like
dude.
Standing up and
dude.
Doing it like hovering.
What
and I was like,
hell?
How hard is that? That must be difficult.
So
but
hold
I was thinking
up.
Like it's like, oh, like back in the day, like shitting in a hole. Like that's what we're doing here.
Well,
it's,
you
not,
know,
it's not.
I'm
this
Korean,
is what we're doing.
Yeah, my mom and pops was from Seoul, Korea.
Yeah.
And the way they grew up, they had outhouses like where, you know, they had to walk out to like
The jungle out to the fucking
Wait, what do you mean it,
you're
in
making
the jungle.
You're making it a dramatic.
No,
you're
no,
like
but it was a it was like
a...
it was literally like you had to
leave the
like
house.
like a ghetto ass like porta potty
right.
thing but made out of wood but then it was just
Did
a
it
hole
have a moon?
talking about?
You know,
it was a hole. It was just a hole, yeah. And then they, you know, it
no,
was
I,
just,
yeah, I get it.
And there's horror stories from Korea. Like, yeah. This is like folk tales where, like, there's like ghost stories where, like, a girl would walk at night and they would fall in and die in the poo hole, like the.
Why'd That'd she be
the,
die,
the
though?
Worst way to die.
Or was there a monster or something? Was
no,
there a chupacabra?
No, no.
In
they
the
would
story?
Just. It was so dark
that she would
that
fall
she,
in.
Yeah, and she. Yeah,
was she drowning or she just got left there?
She
Do you know what I mean?
She drowned in her own poo. I mean that.
That would
has
literally
to be
the worst death ever. Yeah.
I think that has to be. I'd rather die in a plane crash.
Oh.
I'd rather be yeah. eaten. Okay, let me ask you something. I just thought of this. If you had two ways to die.
Uh-huh.
Get eaten up by a great white shark in the ocean,
okay,
or drowning in a Korean poo hole.
Yeah, shark. For sure, right?
What, really?
I mean, yeah. One, you'd probably bleed out pretty quick. And then two, like, if he gets a good bite of you. And depending on where he bites you, maybe you'll just, like, not even feel it anymore.
Because the cold
out.
Water.
Well, I mean,
but,
you're
and your
in
adrenaline
water.
Would be pumping.
Yeah. God, and it'd be a way cooler death.
You think so?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, the news story.
Yeah, it would be way cooler.
Got eaten by
I've always
Jaws.
Kind of wanted to get bit by a shark.
Yeah. Oh, just to, so you have
just
that,
for
that story.
Yeah, just the scar.
Battle scars.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, I think that drowning in a pool of urine and feces would be the absolute worst.
Worst. So you would also go shark.
Because you'd be trying to, it's kind of like
you're
trying to. Survive and
yeah.
then you're gonna tire out, but then just knowing that you're trying to do that and then poo and urine's
it's
going in your
getting,
mouth and your
yeah,
eyes yeah yeah that'd
higher.
Be all right, we'll change topics.
Oh,
I don't want to
yeah.
think about that.
So you go great white though, that's what you're saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay, what about this being buried alive
or
on some serpent in the rain, but like on some some John Carpenter like horrific voodoo buried
like,
alive thing.
How long, how much
like,
oxygen do I have?
It would be a casket. You're deep. You're 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
But then you're in a tight casket
right.
and you literally have maybe this much, you're like this much room to breathe.
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
That'd
too.
Be really hard. Yeah. I feel like I could fight my way out of the shit. Like, you can't fight your way out of
No,
a
no,
hole.
There's no way out of the
There's
the,
no
the,
way
the poo,
out of the, hole,
the
poo
the pool. Yeah, there's no way out.
How much oxygen do I have in
Oh, you
the
have
box?
A lot more oxygen in the Korean poo hole because
No, in the box, in the underground. Is
oh,
it like
not,
an hour? I'm
yeah,
gonna
you
fucking
probably because, you know, obviously the dirt
if it's
would
3
be...
minutes, I'd totally pick under the ground. But if it's like an hour, I might pick poo hole to tell you the truth.
You really?
I
because at least you have that air. There's cool air.
I'm thinking I might survive.
Yeah.
There's no panic attack. I mean, still a panic attack, but not like underground panic attack.
Because and then you have a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, there's hope. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I could get out. Yeah.
It's like that Japanese movie, The Ring, like that, like the well or something. You're like, oh, I could.
Yeah.
Like,
if I scrape off enough nails, I'll get there.
Have you thought about this? Like, what would be the best way to die?
I mean, in your sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, in your
or
sleep.
Or somewhere really, like, something cool. Like, even getting eaten by a shark isn't, like, the worst way to die.
You know what would be cool, too, is if you're in a plane, like a Twilight Zone thing. Like, you're, you know what
I
I'm saying?
I love Twilight
like,
Zone.
Yeah, yeah, where you're, like, in a plane and, like, lightning or something.
I feel like that's very much just like dying in a plane crash, though. But if it was like a Twilight Zone where I went to a different dimension and then aliens fucked me up and killed me,
that's
would be
a
cooler.
Cool story.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
a,
be
that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Would this be horrific? Let's say that did happen, but you got beamed up into a UFO and you think you're going to die. But the whole time you're like an experiment for them. Where they, like, you know, they have alien technology and they're, like, taking skin samples and hair samples and you're just on the surgical, like, stretcher
table,
board.
Yeah.
And
but then what? Do I survive afterwards?
No. What if they clone you?
And then my clone survives?
Yeah. And so your clone that looks exactly.
If I'm dead, I don't care what my clone is doing, but I would be kind of upset.
But
like,
would
no,
you be jealous?
Don't.
Like, oh, dude, there's a form of me on Earth.
Yeah, people think that
people
that's
think
me.
That that's me. Yeah. It's like plagiarism or something. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it would be hard if I did survive after being abducted by aliens and tested and all of that, because then you come back and then you have to tell everyone like this happened to you, or just think you're crazy, or, you know.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you tell people? Would you not tell people?
What? How could you when you're in abducted?
No, I'm saying they test you. The aliens test you, take all your skin cells, and then they spit you back out.
No, but they mind wipe you, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, because, you know, like, there's
very
a lot of abduction
black.
Stories
yeah.
where there's a famous one, Barney and Benny Hill. There's one from the East Coast where it was an older couple where they were driving on a road, and then they saw, like, a bright light. It was and there was a time loss.
Yeah.
Where they're like,
yeah.
All I remember is this light, but then we ended up on our front porch or something. You know
I saw that. That was a documentary.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. There's
yeah,
something about
that.
It's a famous story, yeah. But that it's like, I think that, dude, they must have the most sickest technology because they could.
Do you like watch alien shit? Are you into aliens?
Yeah. Okay, so. I don't talk about it a lot, but there's this female. She's kick-ass, this woman. Her name's Linda Moulton Howe. And do I have the book? Yeah.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah, and it's called Glimpses of Other Realities.
Awesome.
And, dude, but the thing about her is she has on YouTube every Wednesday, it's called Earth Files. Mm-hmm. So check this out. Like, tune in if y'all want to. But, dude, she has the sickest, like, she's been researching this for years. Like, and she started off, like, doing small documentaries, but, like, studying animal mutilations where, like, there's these farmers where they notice that their cattle were being, like, abducted, but with no, like, there was no traces of blood or trauma or anything where it was like perfect incisions
like surgically cut
with alien technology where they would beam them up and take out their eyeballs or their testicle whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so she started off it that way and she just got deeper and deeper. Like she has another one one about Antarctica where there's like alien bases there like
Ooh.
Deep down underneath
the
glaciers
and
shit
yeah.
like that. But so you asked and like she's like the main woman that like she's so cool.
I'll like, check her out. I like a lot
of her name's
shit.
Linda Moulton Howe.
Did you watch what is the one guy that like I just watched his documentary a little while ago. He worked on spacecrafts for the FBI.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
told everyone about it and
yeah,
then had
it's
to
usually,
like,
is he
ruin
high,
his life.
Was he a part of like the Air Force?
Yeah.
They're usually like when that happens, they have like, you know, top secret clearance or something and they know shit or they've seen it, but they can't disclose
talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, this guy did.
He did?
Yeah, he did. And then there's a documentary on Netflix. It's pretty old.
What's it called?
I want to say his name's like David Lazar or something like
that. Oh, Bob Lazar.
Bob Lazar.
Yeah, Bob Lazar.
Have you watched that one?
No, but I'm familiar with him as
well.
Yeah,
and he
he's cool.
I didn't love the documentary just because, one, it was old. And, you know, I feel like we think that there's aliens now or more people think that.
Oh,
and the documentary
yeah.
was very like, listen, we don't think he's lying. Instead, I just was like, give me the information. Draw the spaceship for me. And at the end, he like draws a spaceship and he like goes through all these different like scenarios of the spaceship and all this other cool shit. I loved it. It's
they're usually
great.
Like disc, like your standard whatever UFO, whatever you think of, like the original UFO.
Yeah,
thing.
The Twilight Zone UFO.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but there's
definitely.
Ones I think shaped like
triangles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
two.
Cool.
Yeah.
See that?
Have you ever?
Do you think aliens are in human form right now? Like working at the post office.
Yeah. There's ones because you know that's actually a cool thing you brought that up because there's according to Linda like there's ones called Ebens, right? They're like the gray ones,
okay.
Your typical gray ones you see whatever in comic books or whatever just throughout history. But then there's another form. There's different forms of that.
Yeah.
There's ones where they're gray, but they have pear shaped heads. They're called Ebens. Mm. And they're the ones that are, like, making those little ones. They're like really intelligent. And there's ones that look like manta rays.
Okay.
And they yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but
no,
there's also
no, I just,
ones
manta rays.
You brought it up, but there's
praying
one,
mantises.
Yeah, praying
that's
mantises.
That's what you're going
sorry,
with.
Sorry.
Okay, the arms.
Yeah,
I got
not,
it now.
Not manta ray. Yeah. Praying mantis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not manta ray from the ocean.
Yeah.
But there's ones that are blonde hair, blue eyes, like the Nordic. They're called tall white. Like they look more like.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a documentary on that. God, I forgot the name of it, but it's specifically about this guy that worked. For the Air Force or whatever, and yeah. Like,
well, do you think they were a form of them?
No,
at
they're
one point,
tall,
and then we like went.
And they're, and you know, what's weird too. They're like, they're kind of like near. I think they're from the Zeta Reticuli constellation because I know, like, according to her, there's like this constellation where the reptilians are from. But then they are. They're from there too. These blonde hair, blue eyes, but they're beefing. There's beef. Oh. There's like alien beef, like where, you know, it's like this. They're at war. I think it's for resources on Earth. Like maybe we're like an experiment.
In their game.
Yeah, like maybe we're like their laboratory. Like this is like a laboratory for them, and they're just. You know how, like, in biology in high school, like, you know, there's the whatever.
Ant farm and you
throw and then they're the ones outside of it looking in like, oh, look at them. They're dumb.
That one's
look,
eating
oh,
the other
yeah,
one.
They're just doing that.
Yeah. I
or
totally
the
see
same
that.
Way we look at sheep or animals.
Animals of any type, yeah. What do you think about all of the, like, satellites and the trash around the Earth and how it's supposedly we're putting so much up there? I saw a video the other day that showed all of them and it
what
was
do you mean,
ridiculous
the plastic, like the plastic and
all the plastic and all like the space stuff that we shoot up there and the satellites on top of it, and it's supposed to be like we're gonna end up putting so much trash in our atmosphere that it might like crush us or like lock us from coming back out.
Oh, not only that, imagine how much shit's in the ocean as well.
Well, like, I know, but we only know like 10% about
right,
the ocean.
Right, but you're
which
just
would
saying
be sick to know.
But again, maybe what I know the aliens probably know this, right? But they're probably like, yeah, it's like a show to them or something. Because you know they could intervene.
Totally,
right?
Yeah.
You know they probably have technology where it goes, and then they
we'll
just.
We'll fix it.
Yeah, it just dissipates or something. Yeah. But it's like they're probably.
I think they'll wait. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Until they're like, okay.
I think they can intervene.
I think the game to continue.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
What if we're not only like sheep to them, but what if. Like, once we die, it's like, what if, like, we just get recycled back in?
Do you mean, like...
Like, reincarnated. Yeah, but, like, they do a mind wipe, and we just take on another form. Like, let's say you come back as a Korean guy, and I come back as, a blonde-haired woman.
I mean, I think that's just rebirth. What is it called? Rebirth,
Reincarnation,
yeah. Have you watched the documentaries about, like, the kids that...
Yeah,
like,
where
the
they could
lives.
Speak different languages or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they're like, I was a pilot in 1951
that's what
and
I'm
da
saying.
Da da da. Yeah. Well, I think that we're like energies though, and like that doesn't come like right back around. So I think you have to wait until like another frequency that hits your frequency that already passed on, like another baby that's around the same frequency as you, because everyone has their own frequency.
Right.
I just think
because kids are more open and susceptible to like. And, you know,
totally.
Like spirits and.
But like, I mean, like, if you died tomorrow, I don't personally think like you would come back.
I need a few more years.
As a like.
A few more years.
As a dog tomorrow. Like your spirit. I think it like takes a little while. You know, like maybe like 50
God.
Years or like a little while
would
you for
you mind
to come back.
Coming back as an like a cat or a dog?
Fuck yeah.
What
as long
be,
as it was like in a nice house. You
what
know
would
what
be
I mean?
The worst thing to come back that's living? I thought of one. But
I mean,
tell
a fly is only like a day or two that they live.
You know, be the worst is a tree.
That'd be the best.
No, because you would just be like, you're like Madonna strike a pose, like, but you're just.
Yeah, but you're still growing. You're getting wind in your hair. You get to wash everyone.
But you can't move. You're just a statue. You're like, you're just stuck.
I'd be chill as a tree.
So you wouldn't mind coming back as a tree?
No, I'd be chill as a tree for sure. And how? Trees that live like forever, unless somebody cuts your ass down.
But that's even
worse.
You can
have a billion rings.
You want to live forever?
No, but as a tree, I wouldn't mind living forever.
But you're just there.
Well, I feel like it's almost like just having an you know, an upward view of everything. I guess it would be really slow every day.
What kind of tree?
You know, I am a very good people watcher, though.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't mind it that.
But what kind of tree would you want to be?
Like a thick boy, like a big
like
one.
Like a sequoia?
Yeah, like something there, like, so oh, we can't cut that one down.
Because, you know? Oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind being that because at least you'll grow tall enough where you have a view and you're
yeah.
like, oh.
You could have little birds in your shoulder and, like, fucking squirrels.
And they get, they'll create nests on
yeah.
a part of you.
You get a little buddy yeah. for a little while until they die.
So that's not the worst thing to come back as.
I don't think so.
Maybe, like... algae or that
yeah.
No, but
I mean,
at least you'll be cool. You'd be in the water.
It's yeah. true. You could do the whole Pinocchio thing, then you get eaten by a whale and you end up in a whale stomach.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that. So do you think about do people talk about death a lot? Because that's an inevitable thing.
I feel like I talk about death a good amount. Are you scared of death? A lot of people.
Well, the reason why I asked, that's a good question, because my pops passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's a part of life.
Yeah.
But
you're supposed to say sorry. But, so I'm sorry.
No, I know. It's okay. It's okay. But it was the first time that I kind of like experienced like that happening, like life fleeing your soul, like
yeah.
fleeing your body. And what happened was I didn't even know what like the whole nursing home process.
Ooh,
yeah. I thought it was like kind of like part hospital care.
Yeah.
But it's like I learned that week, oh, this is where people go to die.
Oh, shit.
Because I'd like, it was like I'd walk by people's rooms there, and then I remember seeing this like older lady with like long like gray hair, and she was just like just there, and I'm like, oh, because, you know, I was being a little nosy.
Yeah.
But the door was open, yeah. So, you know, I was curious.
She might have wanted to talk to you. You don't
she
know.
Was gone like
oh, not there.
The next day, I'm like, oh. I looked in the room again. I was like, oh, is she in there? And it was like, you know how, like, you know,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
at a hotel.
Yeah.
They changed the room over.
Wow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm like, oh, this is...
Oh, that'd be really
this
hard,
This is
I think.
Where... You know, even the sadder thing, because I'd look in other people's rooms, too. They had family members there, like, probably... A majority of them had other people in there,
yeah.
you know, with them. This lady was alone, dude. Like, so I was like, oh, that's when it kind of clicked. And I was like, oh, dude, this is, oh. Okay,
that's heavy. Dude. I haven't yeah. ever had to be inside of
You haven't been?
No.
You haven't been to, like, one of those
no.
places? Dude, it's such
I think that would rock me pretty
it's
hard.
A haunting thing because yeah. you'd have to think, too, like, you know nurses have seen some shit. Like,
oh,
as
yeah.
far as ghost shit, come on.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that week, and another indicator was like the way they were communicating to my mom and my brother. You know, we're there. They're like, yeah, we have several options. We could keep him in here, but we could sustain maybe his life longer, like 2 or 3 months, if we brought him to this ER, this other hospital facility place. And we're like, okay. And they're like, what's the other option? Well, we're gonna have to take the feeding tube out. So I'm like, and then another, that was when it clicked again.
Yeah.
Also, you're starving
my
dad.
Yeah.
So I was like, so that was the number two.
Yeah.
And so that week, a positive thing is like the visiting hours is 24/7. So
that's great.
So we went during the daytime or like early evening. And then
yeah.
I go, you know what? I'm going to come back. Because that's when it kind of occurred, maybe subconsciously.
Definitely.
I was like, oh, like, I want to spend as much time as I can
as
now.
As possible. Absolutely.
So, like, I'm
did
like,
you sleep there sometimes?
Yeah, like, that's when I came. Like,
yeah.
I stayed there. So, what happened was my brother and my mom went back home to our home in Gilbert. And I'm like, I'm going to take a shower. And then I'm going to bring my, like, iPad and, like, notebook, you know, my
yeah.
back, you know. And I'm going to stay with dad tonight.
Camp out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so another thing to note to bring context into the story, he was catatonic like the whole week. like, he didn't even open his eyes. He was, like, you know, he was just out sleeping or whatever. But, so I was watching Rocky II. He used to box when he was young. You know, we had that father-son thing where he liked boxing. I'm like, oh, I'll watch Rocky II.
Yeah.
And then while he's sleeping over there, and I could be over in this chair, and then I just remember... halfway through the movie, I looked over at him, and his eyes were like wide open, but he was looking at the ceiling like he saw something in.
Oh fuck!
And I found out later it's a common thing called deathbed visions,
like seeing himself above himself.
No, what it is you know, it's kind of like, you know, like I'm sure it's similar to like if you took like 10 hits of acid or something like that, where. Yeah. He's tripping on something in the ceiling.
So he's like kind of in a middle space.
He was in between different dimensions.
Right.
I think. I don't know. I'm just hypothesizing. I don't know.
Right.
But I knew he was seeing some shit up there. Yeah. So he was like, you know. Because a similar thing happened like years before that when he had the gnarly. He had 8 strokes, by the way.
Whew.
8 strokes.
Whew.
And so. So okay,
almost 9 lives.
Yeah. So I'm gonna bring context to that story where he was seeing, and I'm guessing maybe a past family relative, like maybe his father was like up there and he was tripping because it wasn't one of those like blank full stares where he was like, you know, like
he was like engaged,
like that, like he was tripping on something. But I remember so. To bring context to that, like that gnarly previous to this moment when he had that gnarly stroke where we thought he was going to die. This was in a regular hospital and we were like crying in the room. And I remember he wasn't catatonic. He was like looking, you know, kind of half awake, half asleep. But he literally, let's say the bathroom is there.
Yeah.
He was like this. And then he followed it to the window of the hospital room.
Like he saw something.
Yeah, like walk by. Definitely. Like a shadow person. And it was like, and my brother asked like for later context or whatever reference point. He's like, did you see someone? And he goes, and then it was some man they're always wearing a fedora. I don't know why, but you know, like the Men in Black. Yeah. Like, I don't know, but he saw... like a kind of a man, a Korean man with a fedora. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Have you seen a ghost story?
Is that
the girl with the dragon tattoo in it?
No.
No.
Is that
it's
Netflix?
Really good.
Is that on Netflix?
I don't think it is, but it's like on Amazon or something like that. And it's the perspective of like the director and how he thinks ghosts act and how time like. Acts, and there's almost no talking in it, which is really cool. And it's just a guy with like a sheet over him.
Yeah.
And it's how a ghost like comes in and out of different times and like stops and is like stuck in different places and like,
oh, they're definitely
can
stuck.
See like a doorway, and if you don't go through the doorway, then like you're stuck until you have to get, you know, whatever you need.
That's
to get
so
done.
That's so crazy
done.
You brought that up, because I feel my guess is I think any ghost, like let's say your typical ghost in a house.
Yeah.
I think they're stuck on a loop.
Yeah, definitely.
They're just...
And the time isn't the same time, and their time's
their time
up, but they're still stuck in the same place.
It's they're
in a
just
loop. Yeah.
Repeating the same shit over and over and over.
Definitely.
And
did you and your dad have any, like, hey, after I pass, like, I'll
I had a dream
do
about...
something, or, like, I'll, like, my sister's... boyfriend, and we were extremely close. He was like my brother, and he
you
lived
have two
in our
sisters
house.
Right
two sisters yeah.
yeah
and he said he was gonna come back as a butterfly, and literally the day that he died, and we didn't even know he died yet, like these butterflies just all came to our house, and my sister was out of town, and this butterfly came and landed on her face and shit, like, and ever since then, like, but he had told her previously, like, if I ever die, I'm gonna come back as a butterfly, and I'm gonna like hang out with you. And I've heard a lot of ghost stories in that
Whoa,
way too.
Oh, where they give
well,
you a
like,
reference point.
Yeah, they'll like reach out to you. Or I had a medium on. I forgot about this on the podcast last
like
week.
Like a spiritual medium?
Yeah, and she reached out to Nikki's dad who passed away.
What?
Yeah.
What was
it
that?
It was a trip.
So her dad passed too?
Mm-hmm. When she and was younger,
just to give
you
context, Nikki Howard.
From the Sorry Mom, the other half
of the Sorry Mom podcast.
Yes.
How did you reach out to this medium? Like, how'd you find her?
She randomly reached out to us, which I think is really bizarre because she's, like, a big deal. I didn't know that until
in
after
that community?
The podcast. Yeah, she was, like, on Dr. Oz and, like, on all these big shows. And she shows up to our podcast. We have, like, a fucking dildo as like props behind us and shit.
Just keeping it fun.
Yeah. But anyways, she
did she have equipment or like some kind
of nothing.
Electronic voice phenomenon.
And
like
she
some
said like
recorder?
She's had it since she was a kid. She was just always able to like see ghosts and like be able to talk to them and they talk to her.
Did you
and
make contact with Nikki's dad?
Yeah.
What happened? Like tell me what happened.
She reached out or apparently her dad was like in the room right away because we had talked about it a lot about wanting him to come up when the medium came by. And apparently her grandma, two of her grandmas also came through.
And she spoke to them.
And she just said like different things like, you know, her dad had, you know, issues when he was alive. And she's like, he's like super clean, spirited, like right now, like he's really grown as like a ghost and he's really proud of you and he wants to tell you this and that. And it was a fucking trip because like things
so
we wouldn't tell her. And then she would be like, so I can say
I'm sure
that
she got emotional.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was amazing though. And so like such a great like closure type thing also like, you know, why did this happen or like why did that happen or whatever. And like she was able to give a lot of answers and different, just a good closure for Nikki, you know. I think
would
she's
she
gonna
be
have
able
another
to,
meeting because
my dad's urn is in here. Would she be able to come in here? And because sometimes,
well, she doesn't even have to be actually in person. I asked her that.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, what do you think about the Zoom mediums? Like, I don't know about that. Don't you have
she
to like
just
be in the spirit?
Hone in on that.
So she said that she's kind of like a drone. Like the way that it works is
like a drone in the sky.
She's more like from an above view. So she doesn't need to be like physically in front of you or physically touch you.
Oh, so she has her scope
is
wide.
Wider. And so like she's absolutely, but she lives around here. So she could totally come by.
I just want to know if you know, cause
she's amazing. You should definitely have her.
Yeah. Cause, yeah, that's something where it's like, you know, like you can't even prepare for something like that when someone passes close, like family member, you know.
Yeah.
And it was such a, it was almost like such a surreal, it was like so bizarre too, you know, like, but you know what, dude, that's a part of life. And I think that's why people don't want to talk about it because it's inevitable.
Yeah. She comes at it with such like a beautiful energy too, which I think might be nice. Is
like positive,
so positive. But it's also like the fact that she can talk to ghosts and stuff, because we asked her about how she mourns. Like, so when somebody passes in your life, are you sad or are you not sad?
Oh, sad as hell. I mean, that was a horrible day.
Not you.
Oh,
her.
Okay.
Of course you
were
sad.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I'm saying like,
oh, because she's not she's not a family member or whatever.
No. I mean like, because when someone in her family passes, she's a medium. So she's like,
oh, she can see
them
on the daily.
She can still see them or talk to them, you know. And she was like, yeah, it's really not upsetting to me because I know that they're still around. I have, like, other people don't, like, think that their loved ones are still around, and they are. And I'm able to, like, be able to actually see and talk to them, which is even better. She was like, but definitely when, like, my grandma dies, which is I see her every day. She's my best friend. And physically, I won't be able to be with her, so I'm definitely going to mourn very hard, even though I know that she's still with me and I can still talk to her, like, physically,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right. But that, you know what? That makes me think this now. It's like, if they are, obviously the ghosts are in a different dimension, but that, is it like, is this earth like really a trap? Like where you can't
get out? Yeah.
Because as a kid, you always think, oh, when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. But according to like, even like other, like the stories we've been talking about, it's like, no, they haven't. You're kind of stuck. Even though you're in a different dimension, you're kind of stuck on this plane.
Yeah.
On different tiers of this plane or something. It's kind of scary to think
about.
That's
a trip, to think on, for sure. Well, and then there's all the, like, enlightenment thing. Like,
what do you mean?
You're supposed to, like, Buddhists and stuff, like, they're supposed to be getting to a level of enlightenment to where then they are, like, released and they're not trapped back on Earth in another like human it's form like, to learn jiu-jitsu, another lesson.
Like you have to get your black belt before
you can be enlightened and pass on.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would like that because at least that's something where at least I'm not stuck.
Yeah.
And if I work
really, really hard.
Yeah. Even in as a ghost.
Yeah.
And I think this is a part of it too. I think that maybe ghosts that are doing the loop thing, maybe they're holding on to
the world. Yeah, because
I'm sure people have died in tragic ways, like, and like maybe they're not willing to like let go of that.
Or even
event.
Loved ones, they're not ready to like not be around their loved ones.
Yeah,
you know,
and you know we've seen movies about that. Like, yeah. Have you seen Ghost with Patrick Swayze?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Dude, I saw that. It's on Tubi. Check out Tubi. It's okay. A free service, free Sick. App. But, you know, Debbie
Moore. Are you sponsored
by that? No, I'm not sponsored. No. I watch a lot of it.
The way you said check it out.
No.
Like,
but
okay.
I should maybe holler at him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, it's like, I think it's from, like, the 90s. But yeah. It's about, like, the stuff we're talking about, like, where Patrick Swayze
died.
Does
he hang out?
Yeah, he has to hang out. He dies in a tragic way. But then he realizes that he has work. There's work to be done still, you know. And he has to meet other. He meets a Whoopi Goldberg, who's, like, a medium.
Oh, okay.
And then she could, like, she's, like, the whole, like, middle ground to, like, communicate to Debbie Moore, you know, Moore's character. But it's interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
But, yeah, it's still good to this day.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll watch Ghost. I'm into it.
Rest in peace, Patrick Swayze. Very good actor of his time.
Definitely.
But, yeah, I didn't even plan on, we didn't even talk. I wanted to, let's maybe, God, this was interesting. I wanted to plug and maybe talk about the Sorry Mom podcast, maybe. How much time? We got some, like, 10? Maybe for the next 15, 20.
Talk about Sorry Mom podcast?
Yeah, like, how do y'all come up with your topics in...
We're very...
off the cuff?
Yes. We'll write little notes throughout the week or something where, you know, if we need something to talk about, we'll be like, this week I thought about how... it was really annoying to shit this week or like, you know what I mean? Like random shit like that. And then we'll just sit and bounce off of each other. We've just been friends for a long time and like work off of each other really well. And that's kind of how we do that.
How did y'all like, meet like originally?
So we met doing, Famous Stars and Straps.
That's a clothing company?
Yep. Travis Barker's clothing company.
I like that guy, by the way.
He's a good guy.
Shout out to Blink 182.
Yeah.
I have to do my whole Tom DeLonge because I went to high school with Tom. I'll do it real quick. Tom, if you're out there, you're so always welcome on this platform. He never responds. But continue. Yeah. Travis. Yeah,
I like that he's going out with Courtney now. Trav. Anyways, back to me.
Yeah.
Back to me.
Yeah,
so we met through, we worked with them for a while, and then we also started working for Toyo Tires, and we were both models for that, and we had to travel around and do different things.
How does that work? Do they reach out to you via Instagram? Like, how does that work?
A lot of times, yes.
They reach out to y'all? Because you have a big... Like a lot of followers.
Yeah,
stuff.
Especially then. Like, I was very relevant. Mm-hmm. So people would just reach out and like I did the whole, I worked for Red Bull, I worked for Bang,
Work for Red Bull?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you get that deal?
Be hot. I don't know. Like post ass pics, something like that.
And then you're just holding a Red Bull?
Well, no, I would go to like different, like MotoGP and like all the different events and stuff that they
had. I'm addicted to this.
I know. Mean, it's good, right?
It's like a part of my daily, I have a. God, this is not even healthy, but I need one every morning. Like,
do you have coffee?
No.
Oh, okay. So
since the pandemic, I had my local Starbucks, but I'm like, fuck, I can't go there. What do I do? And I've always loved Red Bull. So
so you switched to Red Bull. I think it's the worst choice, but...
it's bad, huh?
I think what's so, but what, fuck it. What's
more healthy, a Rockstar or Red Bull? They're bad. Both bad.
Both bad,
terrain,
I think, yeah. But...
But continue.
I did Bang for a long time, but they make you pee like now. Like if you drink more than one.
Is it strong?
It's strong. Yeah, I would say. Oh,
their cans are bigger.
Yeah, I do like Monster now though. Actually, like Monster. How's
the taste? What's the closest taste to that? Because I'm big on the taste.
On the taste, yeah. We'll just stick with that.
Okay.
And do like the sugar free.
Fair enough. Okay, let's.
Did you know if you drink a diet soda, before drinking alcohol, you will get 15% more drunk.
What?
Yeah, I was thinking about it because of aspartame or whatever, you know.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's a trip.
Okay.
But yeah, so we okay. met.
Okay, yeah. Let's
we met through Toyo Tires.
Trajectory.
And we always tell the story that one time we were checking into SEMA for Toyo Tires, and you have to put your card down. And Nikki didn't have any money on her card, so I paid for her room just for incidentals or whatever. And after that, she was like, "You're a good person." And I was like,
"This was in Las Vegas."
Yeah.
I don't know how I know this story.
I did. We probably told it the last time we were here. And then I said, and then she became my friend when she didn't sleep with one of the guys
I was just going to bring that up, too. That was a sign of real friendship.
Real friendship.
Some women, not all, I don't want to generalize, but some women will, like, go after the guy that you're dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or just and be like, oh, you know.
She showed loyalty exactly. in the sense that she did not do that to you.
Yeah, and ever since then, we've been very loyal to each other.
Who was the guy?
I can't tell you that.
But he was it's a probably secret. He was probably a hunk.
It was a hunk, for sure.
I mean.
Yeah, that it was like, thank you for not star, hooking up with him.
Rock star, athlete,
you know?
Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
But a hunk.
A hunk, yeah.
Was he at least 6'2"?
No. I muscles. Don't think so. I don't know.
Tattoos.
Yeah.
Could play an instrument.
Yeah.
Was he a white guy?
We can't keep going down this list,
we can,
okay?
No, we can't. There's a billion. White... Come on.
No. But either way, so that's how we became. That's how we became friends.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, and now we have a podcast together.
And then how did you come up with the idea of calling it Sorry Mom?
Nikki came up with the idea. We just went through like a couple. We started with like two girls, one cup, two girls, one mic, or two girls, four mics, you know, shit like that. And then we just ended with, we wanted Sorry Dad, but she doesn't have a dad. And then, so we went with Sorry Mom.
Okay.
So, like, good. We have a good theme song. Yeah. We have our moms, like, saying mean things to us. Yeah. That, like,
do you ever have guests? Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon. I think we're going to actually start doing guests again.
Can I be on?
How do you? Yeah, I would love for you to be on.
Just once.
Do you have guests? You have guests every time, right?
Yeah. That's part of my own insecurity, because I've done solo ones, but I feel like, God, I don't know, like.
Well, you don't have one person to bounce off of.
Yeah.
You know? Like a solid.
Like with Scissor Bros, roommate. It's easy.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your week?
On Scissor Bros, do you ever have guests?
Once in a blue moon.
Again. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Because you kind of like doing your thing, don't you?
What do you mean by that?
Like when you have a co-host, it's kind of nice doing
Oh, there's thing. Less pressure.
Yeah, there's less
and
pressure.
And it's fun. And it's like, hey.
You get to talk about yourself. Yeah. You know, deal with your
and
own shit.
It's even easier because we have other content. We like clip in there. Nice. Like, oh, well, let's cut to that.
Yeah.
Let's cut to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do the editing for the show? Because he did on his show, didn't he? And he did a really good job on
the
that.
The editing is just crazy.
Craziness.
No, we have several people helping us.
Okay, well, good
and
for you
it's
guys.
So time consuming.
I bet.
It's like with this, with mine.
Yeah.
This is when I, because I edit this.
Yeah. Straight shot though.
Click, click. I'm done.
Yeah. That's how ours is too.
Yeah, I'm done. I line it up. Audio, boom.
Yeah.
Color correction, done.
Boom.
Yeah, with that, every second we're looking at, wait a minute. What's his reaction?
Are you zooming in?
Oh, my God.
Doing all that?
Yeah, well, because it's like we're trying to be relevant, because a lot of these YouTubers, like, they do the zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, camera angle.
It is more fun. We had one person do that for one episode or a couple of our clips, and it is way better. So I get it. Yeah.
One last thing. I know we're kind of getting to the end here. Did it fly by or what?
It did. It went very well.
I'm curious. Just, I always wonder this, because I'm looking up these... a lot of content on YouTube as far as like dating and social media and dating sites and hypergamy, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
What is your DM? Like, how do you navigate
the DMs?
Yeah. Cause Instagram is like your number one, whether people like it or not. That it's like a dating site.
It can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer to go through a normal dating app, actually. And then Because if you go through Instagram,
let's talk specifically about Instagram. How do you block? Do you check certain messages?
I just don't check any of the messages.
What's it looking like now? How many unreads?
A lot. A lot. Luckily, people have like really slowed down on sending dick pics, which is always great. Back in the day, a couple years ago, it was a lot.
Do you get those on the daily?
Not anymore, but I used to get like a lot of dick pics.
Like, what do you mean a lot? 100?
Yeah.
100?
Yeah.
Just sausage, 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 sausage.
Just in your face, yeah.
Is that their... I always wondered
about... I think that was before the Me Too thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was just cool to do.
But was that their opener?
A lot of people, yeah.
So that's their opener, like... Here's the sausage.
Yeah. I've had some people, this one guy sent me a dick pic and then a screenplay afterwards and was do you want to be in my movie or whatever? I'm like, no. Thanks. No. Thanks, though.
Okay, so what's the right way to go about that? Not doing that. What will better what a guy's chances...
To hit up the DMs, be like, huh,
first of all, look at that message. That's interesting.
Don't have your profile on private. I don't know how many people do message me and they're on private. It's like, why, if you want me to message you back, is it on private? I want to look at your shit. That's why we're here. And your tiny ass picture this big of you holding a fish and I can't see you, like, that's not working for me.
Right. You know? What would be a good...
And I don't want to message you and say, make your shit on private, because... At that point, I'm not doing it.
That's too much effort. That's too much effort
now. Yeah.
What is the most positive opening thing they could say to you where you're like, oh, I'll give him a chance?
I would say if you like do something funny about like, you know, a story that I posted or something like that, or even just a, hey, how's it going, is fine enough. Because everyone gets too crazy.
Can it be an emoji?
One emoji?
Yeah.
If it's from a story, sure. If it's just a random ass emoji, which emoji are you using? It's important. I'm an emoji queen over here. Wait for it.
And I have a lot of shame in saying this.
Okay.
The celebration emoji.
Yeah, that's not going to get you far.
Why do I use it every day?
Really?
Are
you just excited?
I'm the king of the celebration emoji.
Wow.
And it's just...
Is it like your halo hands? Because I use halo hands like
every day. No, just the...
No, I know.
The confetti...
But I wonder if you would place like halo hands for a celebration. You know what I mean? In your sentence.
Is that this one?
The one where the hands are like this? You know?
No, I don't even know where to...
No, but like it's the same vibe. Is it the same bracket? I think it would be the same vibe. This, like, halo hands, like, oh, is the same as your, like, party, right? I think it is.
You know what?
I don't even know.
I talk about this every week, by the way, right? Every week, I don't, at this point, even though it doesn't work on anything, even the homies, like, celebration, you know, I keep using it.
It's your signature now.
But, because I don't want to use anything, like, you don't use the heart. You don't use the heart eyes.
Yeah.
You don't even use the
You could do a black heart.
What is
still
that?
A heart.
What does that mean?
They have a black heart.
But what does that mean?
I like love but cool. You know what I mean? It's like cool guy plus red heart equals black heart. You know? It's like a chill heart.
How the hell do you decipher that? You just broke it down. What?
Yeah, I use a lot of emojis. Also do that.
How do you learn
when you're
this?
Texting a girl, use three fucking emojis. Don't use one emoji. I hate it when people do that. It's like, excited about it. Okay?
I just thought of a business idea for you that would kill it.
Okay.
Why don't you write a book
on emojis?
Yeah, dude, the dictionary of
such a loser thing to do. No fucking
way. You don't
way.
Think that's a good business
that's
idea?
That's a terrible idea.
Why? You know why? Because it'll give a lot of dudes clarity on what and what.
I get that. Maybe like a small book. Like a five pager. Like a flip book.
Like
I could
a
do
zine.
That.
Like a little.
Yeah,
like a little. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see that. That's, yeah.
All right. For part two, you're going to have to, we're going to, because I had no
idea.
You're
going to have to come back with a small book.
You were the professional emoji analyst. We're going to have to like go through them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what? Because, like, you broke that
I want down. Examples of your texts, though, and then how no. to I'll fix Let me them. How they should have been said.
Let me think about that one.
Okay.
There's a lot of...
I mean, you have time to come up with the text, so you could make them up.
Okay, one last question, and we're going to wrap it up.
All right.
Is it better... I ask this to a lot of people. Is it better to send text rather than using any emoji?
Wait, just the words?
Yeah, instead of emojis at all. Don't use emojis.
No. I mean, I use the emojis to portray emotion. Because when you read a text, sometimes it can be like, you can read it a lot of different ways. So that's why I implement the emojis. I mean, that's what fucking emojis are for. I also kind of had to learn how to be emotional how to express emotion. And I think I definitely do that through emojis in my texts. As a kid, I was very like Aflac.
Right.
And then I like got into college and I was like, oh.
And that's when you got your education going with them.
Figure out how to
navigate.
Be excited. This is interesting. Right, this is this. Right. Yeah.
I'm going to throw one more shameful one that I use and you could analyze this last one.
All right.
And no one uses this.
All right.
I'm the only one.
Okay.
The house emoji.
For what? For when you're going home?
So shameful. It's so
I mean, it could be useful if you're going fucking home, but where are you going?
Why. I don't know why.
You just throw it in randomly?
I just throw it in there.
Just for a little razzle-dazzle home emoji celebration.
Can I try to analyze why?
Yeah, I think you should analyze yourself.
Real quick.
Yeah.
It symbolizes stability.
Ooh. I get that. Okay.
Being... Grounded.
All right. I could see that. I actually could see that. That's a vibe.
And home is always a safe place to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What do you think about
that? I like that. That was a good one.
But they don't know that.
That's true. But if it applied in the
they don't
know
any of that.
They're not going to know that.
That's my own narrative, right?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah.
But so interesting. So
that's
very
interesting. I like that.
Because you're saying that's why the book needs to be written. Because people need a reference point to know this means this.
Yeah.
It's like math. This means this. Because in my mind, they're like,
that's what the home means.
Home?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
Delete. I love that, actually. That's a good point.
Delete.
Yeah.
So are you getting...
Stability.
Are you getting more...
That'll be part of the book.
Are you more open-minded about...
The house?
No,
or
writing
the
emoji
book. I'm open to it, yeah. I like it. I'm into it.
All right, I'll stop sending. Okay, so I need to write this down. No more... this is my internal dialogue. No more celebration emoji. No more house emoji.
I'm fine with you using
no
both
more,
of them.
And no more... I do the halo. I don't know why I do the halo one.
Like the angel with the halo?
Yeah. Why do I do that one?
Are you very innocent?
No. No.
Are you meaning
it
in an innocent way?
Maybe it's a deceptive.
Oh, like a...
You know what would make more sense? The devil one.
Right, but sometimes it's too much, yeah.
The devil?
Sometimes if you use the angel in a different context, then
purple,
it does mean
devil. The
purple
devil.
The purple devil. I know what you're talking about. Not the red devil. The red one's too far.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the red devil and the purple devil?
Well, the purple devil is sexual. And the is like death.
How's one to know that?
I mean...
Because a dude will look at that and be like, a devil's a devil. Right?
You little devil.
It's
that's
the
how
women
it's supposed
that
to be.
Kind of like differentiate that.
I guess, you know, maybe we do. I mean, we run the world now, so, you know.
All right, one last thing. We're going to do the shout outs and everything.
Okay.
What's the the bulletproof, 100%. It's the proper emoji to use. You're always in the clear.
I mean, shit. I don't know. The laughy face for sure. It's number one on my emoji list.
You heard it first from Sydney Mailer.
Yep. Boom, and you got it. You almost fucked it up, but you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Laughy face emoji.
The bulletproof emoji is the laughy face.
Yep.
Right? You're always safeguarded.
Absolutely.
They can't. It's positive in every single way.
Yep. And it's way better than a ha. So.
Or a LOL.
Or one LOL, yeah.
What do you mean one?
If it's just like they write back LOL, it's like, fuck you. Don't fucking write back. LOL.
No,
like,
no,
that's
no,
all
no.
You're
what
fucking writing
wait,
back.
Hold up, hold up.
Do
hold
at
up.
Least one laugh emoji, but you should throw three in, you know?
You know? You have feelings about that.
I do, yeah.
God! Oh, yeah. You went into a whole tirade. Dude, what the hell? So, fellas, don't
three
just,
emojis. Put three of them.
Don't.
It's fine.
Don't just write LOL.
No.
Blank. Can we do, can you do this? Laughy face emoji followed with the LOL.
That's fine. Yeah.
See?
That's okay.
See? Yeah. She agrees too.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So don't just send that.
Can't just be an LOL, no. It's like sending K.
What about, can you put ha, 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 ha?
If it's a lot of ha, ha, ha's. If it's ha, ha, no.
20.
Yes.
H-A, 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 H-A.
If it's ha, ha, or ha, don't fucking do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because a ha ha is like
ha,
it's ha, a sh- it's yeah. a ha, but ha ha ha, it's like
yeah,
it's that.
It's like you actually fucking laugh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
that's so weird.
It is.
That's why you got to write a book.
Yeah,
because you already know. You're like,
I
you're
got
like
it.
A Jedi. That's what you're like the Jedi of,
of
you,
emojis.
You just know.
It's in there. Yeah.
Think about it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
All right, so that's the time. Man, time flew by.
I know.
Now's the time. Dude, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks
that was,
for having
that was
me.
Awesome. I still, for future reference, it doesn't have to be anytime soon, but I'd love to get on the Sorry Mom podcast.
We would love to have you on the Sorry
Please.
Mom podcast.
Can
it
we,
can't be at 9 o'clock, though.
When do y'all film?
Like 11.
Oh,
how does that work for you?
That's when I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, so.
Vampire.
Nikki goes to sleep at like 7:30 at night. So,
I know. And when she told me that blew my mind.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I go, what? She goes, hey.
Doesn't matter if it's an emergency. It's 8 o'clock. No.
I'm on the granny. I got things to do. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's a whole vibe.
Well, she's doing her thing. Shout out to Nikki Howard.
For sure. Shout out, Nikki.
Let's shout out.
Sorry Mom Podcast.
Let's shout out your social, everything. Website,
Sorry
that.
Mom Podcast. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Play. We're on Google Play. We're all the fucking plays. Sydney A. Mailer. That's who I am on Instagram. And I think those are the two, basically. We have
Don't you guys have merch and stuff?
We do, but it's on the site. It's on the Sorry Mom, Sorry Mom Podcast.
And what do y'all have available? Do you have beanies, shirts, sweatshirts?
Yep, we got that. And I do, we have a sweat set right now that says, stop staring at my dick. Or my eyes are up here. I think it says something like that, right next to the dick. I do like that. We got a couple good
shit. And then how much for those sweatpants?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Check out the site.
Yeah, check out the site, guys. You'll find out.
Yeah. Are you through Squarespace as well?
I think so.
Powered by Squarespace. Okay, cool, cool. Did we? And then no Twitter. You do your Instagram.
Doing my Instagram, Sydney A. Mailer.
When do you guys drop your episodes? Just
we do it every Thursday at 12 p.m.
12 p.m.
Yep.
Every Thursday. On YouTube?
Yep, on YouTube, on Spotify.
Can we plug the YouTube as well? Just a little.
Apple Play. That is the YouTube. Sorry Mom Podcast.
So youtube.com/Sorry Mom Podcast.
Yes, okay.
Subscribe today.
Subscribe
today. Subscribe
today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you for plugging me for me.
I want to make sure. I just want to make sure we got it all.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I
it's
appreciate
like this
it.
OCD thing with me, because if I forget, I'll be like,
I got it.
Yeah,
thank
I forgot.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks
no,
for
I mean,
having me.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that'd be kind of like, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's the right thing to do. Yeah,
thanks.
Of course. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. We do, I need to plug the new podcast, the newer podcast with me and my buddy Jeremiah Watkins. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros. And we drop those on Friday. Okay. Go to stevieweebyshow.com for any merch. Just know that the delays will be a little bit. Did I say delays?
Yeah,
will
you
be
did.
The orders would be a little bit delayed. My mind's wandering now. I need In-N-Out Burger. Your orders will be delayed because of the pandemic. But see,
But they're coming.
I have the inventory here. I check it every day. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support the platform. All my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com, Instagram/QUANGOU. If you want to send packages or anything, because I do a vlog called Stevie's P.O. Box, send all your packages in mail to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. It was an honor having you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crit. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the west, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.